APE Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama met in private in Roseburg, Oregon, with the families of the victims of the shooting at Umpqua Community College. Eight students and a professor were killed. The gunman took his own life. National security correspondent Sagar Magani reports gun rights protesters were there when the president arrived.
As the president's motorcade made its way to Roseburg, protesters in the Oregon Bible Belt town held signs knocking him for even being there. Some read, "Please leave us in peace. Obama is wrong." And gun-free zones are for sitting ducks.
The president has said he was in Oregon to bring comfort and sympathy to grieving families, not to send any message about gun control. In Flagstaff, Arizona, one person was killed, three others wounded overnight at Northern Arizona University. One person is in custody. Two people are being detained for questioning in Houston. One student was killed, another injured outside a Texas Southern University housing complex. Ways and Means Committee Chair Paul Ryan says he doesn't want to be Speaker of the House, but there is a push for him to take the job.
Paul is looking at it, but it's his decision. If he decides to do it, he'd be an amazing speaker.
That is Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who surprisingly announced yesterday he does not want to replace John Boehner as speaker. The Pentagon program for building a force in Syria to fight the Islamic State group is on hold.
We've had some significant challenges, so we're going to pause the training that we've been doing where we've recruited specific individual fighters.
Defense Undersecretary Christine Warmoth says the plan now is to partner with established rebel groups in Syria. An E. coli investigation is expanding in Maine after a one-year-old died after attending a county fair. Another child is in the hospital. This was the best week of the year on Wall Street. Stocks closed with minor gains today. The Dow Jones Industrials finished up 33 points. This is AP Radio News. The UN Security Council approved a resolution to search and seize migrant boats off Libya.
Security Council diplomats say migrants on vessels that are searched and seized would be taken to Europe. Council members say it's just one way to help the deadly crisis. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, says fixing the root causes is another.
Of course, as others have noted, we also must redouble our efforts to end the conflicts and reduce the extreme poverty that drive many individuals to leave their homes in the first place.
The International Organization for Migration says more than 2,900 migrants have died so far this year in the Mediterranean Sea. Julie Walker, New York.
Malcolm Jamal Warner says the legacy of The Cosby Show has been tarnished by sexual abuse allegations against Bill Cosby. Warner starred as Cosby's son on the NBC sitcom. Malcolm Jamal Warner says he's been in touch with Cosby. He wouldn't comment on their conversations. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.